All right, so it is another edition of Zaylink, and I'm your host, Alizé. It's just kind of weird. Like, there's so many other words to use, right? I just think HH just sounded better paired. Like, it was a thing.
Now I'm Triple H. Triple H. Triple H. Okay, listen.
The bonnet?
The bonnet. And I know I'm not trying to listen. Okay, women, don't come for me.
Not even a foundation or nothing on IG.
Who's not going to get pissed off?
Even though it'd be great if they do. But she used to get at me every time the picture would go up. She'd be like, why is this bitch still posting that ring?
Body count applies to men. Mileage applies to women.
That's a fucking bar. Audio rolling.
Good to go. All right. So it is another edition of Zaylink. And I'm your host, Alizé. And we're on episode 17 now.
Ow.
And natural sound effects. Ow. Yeah, so today, unfortunately, there are no guests. However, it's still me and Friday Ricky Dread here to bring some insightful conversation and keeping that juicy conversation still coming.
We gonna talk that shit today.
Yes, we are. And we have some amazing topics and interesting things that we're going to be touching base on today.
Yes, ma'am.
So why don't we get into our traditional song? Usually it's a female artist we play representing Toronto. And today we got Goldie London. And it's called Lit Chick.
Lit Chick.
D-Lando.
When I step out, you know my life is a movie. Your boyfriend, he a groupie. He wanna slide in my Gucci, man. I roll with the G's like Gucci, slide in the phone like Gucci. Chain on ice, no freezy. I be a mess like a Uzi, way. Get the drops in the drop to the Crowley, slide in the op in the oldie breadwinner. So go against me, should know better. Banana clips for the gorillas on the six side.
For the gorillas, I like that. Yo, this was sick though. I like it though. She's jumping on that that wave with this beat right here.
The drill life.
Whoopty.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to Goldie London. So it is back again to me and Friday. So again, if you're looking to tune in to Zaylinks, you can find it on YouTube. Go to the We Love Hip Hop Network YouTube channel. Playlist is for Zaylink, and you can find all the episodes there. And definitely follow on Instagram. I don't bite, so look me up, Alizé Vlogs. And you'll see a lot of content, a lot of interesting things, and I think it'll make your day.
That way.
Yeah, and follow Friday Ricky Dread on Instagram as well, and follow We Love Hip Hop Network, and stay connected. We're on the socials, and yeah, we're free to chat. And definitely, if you have any emails that you want to send, do it at zaylink@gmail.com. And we'll receive the email and answer any questions or let you know if you're trying to be a guest on the show, what it is and what to do. So keep connected. And today we're going to talk about, like I said, quite a few topics. And just waiting until Friday gets settled in.
Keep talking.
Yes. So we're going to talk about first, what does Friday call HH?
Or why I'm calling it HH?
You're what? Called HH?
Why they call me HH?
Yeah, why do they call? Okay, because they normally call you Timmy D.
Okay, there's two names.
Tim Doug.
Oh, don't worry about that.
Technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties on the scene. Don't worry. Yes. We'll keep that.
Okay. For our listeners, you're just hearing ambiance. Buds okay. And stuff.
All right, so.
Happens on Zaylink.
Here's the thing. Yeah. I was on Instagram Live. And I was on Instagram Live with Roadrunner. Salute to Roadrunner, right? And for some reason, he called me Double H, and I didn't catch it at the time.
He just slipped it in there.
He was just like, yeah, you're Double H, fam. Right? So I laughed it off. I'm like, whatever. And then later, people kept on calling me that.
Double H.
I didn't know what it meant. So I asked the man to break it down on another Instagram Live. Or no, when we did an interview with him, and he was like, fam, you don't know that stands for high and horny.
High and horny, Double H. I can't say I've heard that one often, but I think it's like kind of like a concept.
My thing is, okay, I get being over horny can be, I guess, problematic, like, you know, sex addicts and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But what's wrong with just being regular horny?
But he's pairing it with being high. So if people don't know you, they know you smoke. So for you to be a vet smoker, I don't really see you getting high in the sense where like it's a noticeable behavior. Like you're like, yo, dog, yo, pass this. Whatever. Like you handle your high very well.
I'm not a high.
Exactly. Yeah. You're mellow. You're normalized, right? Because it's just like I don't really see a personality change or see you being super hyper or anything that most people that are high really exhibit. So I don't know if the high piece is even attributed to you on that level or should be correctly used to kind of describe you.
Well, here's the thing. Like, I don't think that the high part is the issue. I think it's the horny part. I don't think Roadrunner's dissing me, but I think the horny is kind of a diss.
Why would a Knicks man horny? Like, where does that even, like, tie in? And, like, let's just be real, like, realistic. Like, why would a man look at you podcasting, doing what, or being live? Mm-hmm. And when you're live, I've been live with you, and you're completely normal. Mm-hmm. We have conversation, and you're no different from when we're podcasting. So where does somebody get the idea that you're horny without seeing an erection on you or something that would define you being horny? Like, I'm just curious.
And let's just be clear, too. I don't have erections on set. Okay?
Yeah.
My wood is not on cock. You know what I'm saying? I put it back in the holster. However,
I'm confused.
It's because of the pictures. When we take the pictures week after week, and I'm sitting
and
in the middle.
Only on my show with you.
And I'm like.
How is that horny?
I guess they
feel am I horny? Like, am I supposed to be considered horny too? Like, because I'm seeing the pictures? I'm confused though. Horny and high.
I'm both.
But you smoke. It doesn't mean you're high.
Like I said, it's not about the high part. It's the horny part. They see me in the pictures. And they're like, yo. This guy, he's some kind of, I don't know, porn star, perv, anything that is, I guess, no, porn star would be positive. Perv.
Depending on the intent. Because everybody was going to want to say something that could be positive, and it's a connotation of how they say it. Because you can be horny, and that's a good thing.
You know, Toronto don't know how to compliment people.
And they use the negative.
They're backhanded compliments you get in Toronto. Fuck all that shit.
I just think it's really strange, because like I just find it odd that those two would be paired, because... You smoke on your podcast, so like, are you horny then?
Around the man, them? No.
You take pictures too. So what is it? It's you're with females and you're, you know, heterosexual. So it's like, what is the difference when you're with man, them posing for pics, which you do on your podcast with, you know, your
good Herc and exactly. Betsy and Gucci,
other yeah. males.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all aren't standing like 6 feet apart, so to speak. So it's like, what's the interpretation there? How was your mood there? Are you
my mood is regular. My mood is regular. Okay?
Yeah.
Let's just be clear. Let's just let it out of the bag. Toronto motherfuckers are immature.
But to look at a man and identify if he's horny. What if like...
Because if they see me, and this has happened before, okay? And it's not the high and horny thing I got before or like... But I've gone quote unquote viral before for pictures with women. But it's only certain scenarios. Sagittarius shoddy. Mm-hmm. When I took two different pictures with her, they got reposted on all the different blogs, and they're like, when you take one for the tea, what's that look on his face? Oh, they're both at the telly right now, even though it's a studio that like we recorded at a million times. Now it turned the background all of a sudden becomes a telly.
Shit. What's that green screen like, right?
You know what I'm saying?
Edited it on the spot.
So it's like when people see me in a scenario where I'm sitting in a picture with women, the immaturity just comes flying out.
So should you be with men?
I don't know. Maybe that's what men then want.
That's a conversation I've had because it's weird. I wouldn't look at any of the pictures that we've taken because I'm in some of the pictures with you.
You're in all of the pictures. That's the ones that they're going for.
And they meme you, right? And they do all kind of stuff. So it's just like, you're obviously like the center of attention for a lot of people.
Whoa.
Not even the women are really getting the backlash or even the extra attention, you'd think, right?
Yeah. They don't go at the women. They're like, look at Timmy D.
Why do they come for you so much?
I don't know. I was going to say something that was like kind of posy. Comfortable.
What?
I'm comfortable.
Comfortable?
Yeah.
Comfortable?
I'm easy to come for. Comfortable. But that's super pause. Actually, we're on Zaylink. Fuck a pause.
Interesting.
So that's my assessment. I think they just see the pictures of me and the gal them, Well, you and another woman. And it's just...
They get upset?
I don't think upset. I think it's more like, okay, now it's time to crack some jokes because you I must wish be that horny? Was me.
It's just kind of weird. Like, there's so many other words to use, right? I just think HH just sounded better paired. Like, it was a thing.
Now I'm Triple H.
What's the other H?
I don't know. I've been memed on the body of the wrestler Triple H.
I don't know if I saw that one. I'm trying to remember. There's so many memes. Don't you wish your girlfriend was...
Oh, don't remind me of that one, please. Salute to Keepsick Solid, yo.
I'm not going to lie. That one was fucking funny. I was like, I don't think so, man. I can't. The repost button's really tempting sometimes, but...
Hey.
But I didn't. Somebody else did it.
Alice is ready to pile on with the jokes.
No, but it was hilarious. But I mean, like, some jokes are funny and stuff like that, but like, I'm still confused over the HH thing, but I guess we'll keep it moving, right?
Yeah. Oh, one last thing on that. Part of the reason why I feel that Toronto guys don't, like, they look down on guys who are supposed to be, like, over-horny, not just horny, but over-horny, is because we have PTSD from getting robbed and all that types of shit.
So you know, affection is like a negative. Like,
damn. Yeah, like if you're too horny, then you could get a gal that can be a backdoor thing.
Or are they looking at it because you're not a young buck and because they're saying you're Timmy D and they think that like you're this like old guy or whatever, and because you're around like women that are like smiling with you, that should be an awkward thing? Like, is that the interpretation as well? Because
it could be that too.
Some people will say like a guy of a certain age or whatever around like girls or whatever, especially if they're young. But who's to say what everybody's ages are, right? Nobody really knows it like that, but it's just kind of like interesting.
Because it used to be a thing back in the days, right? And for the mandem who are listening to this, like you can attest to this. Like if you know a guy that was like extra horny, like women are his weakness, then go send a girl.
But there's also like a... It's also how you're posing. Like, if you were doing some crazy stuff where, like, you're around breasts and...
I'm like...
Exactly.
Grabbing titties.
Or you're sticking out your tongue or something on that flirtatious kind of awkward. If you were doing something pervy or, like, awkward, then I understand. Like, yo, he's so antsy or, like, he looks too excited or something. But, like...
Maybe it's just my face.
It's your smile.
I have a horny face. I can't help it.
It comes to your advantage from time to time, I'm sure. But, like... Just for a man to interpret it that way is just, like, interesting. If you ask me, I'm just saying. I don't know you, Roadrunner. I don't know. So I'm just saying. But, yeah, I'd have to watch the conversation and see the context. But it was name-dropped a few times, though, right, you said?
Hey, that's my new AKA, Double H. I'm going to live with it. I'm okay with it. Salute to all the blogs out there. Keep on memeing me, yo.
Just don't be too harsh, guys. Don't do some like super crazy stuff.
Nah, man, go as much as you want, yo. I got big shoulders, yo. I work out. What else you got here?
Let's jump into Derrick Jackson. Oh my gosh.
Sucky.
What a freaking heartbreak, man. Like, I thought the guy was literally like a poster boy for black men that, you know, were attractive and that were built, physically good to go, had the right things to say and stuff. And I always thought that. It was weird, yeah. He never posted his wife because he never came off that he was fully like a married guy. He did play the religious role a lot. Like,
so you didn't know he was married when you were... Okay, let me ask you. Were you watching his stuff? Have you been a fan of his stuff?
I have, yep.
Okay, so explain to the people what his stuff is about.
Well, he's basically kind of considered like a relationship coach, and he gives a lot of advice and he talks about men in a third person perspective. So a lot of women would gravitate to a lot of the things he talks about because it's very articulate pieces on the types of things to look out for. Mm-hmm. You know, as a vlogger and a blogger himself, it's like he's talking from the perspective that women would probably speak to, and also from the man perspective, like saying, hey guys, like I'm a man too, but there are some guys that, you know, whatever, fuck around, or these are some warning signs that you should know that to look into if he's not for you, or if he does this, he's bad for that. So he does a lot of I guess man shaming, and a lot of women, yeah. So he gives a lot of tips, he gives a lot of advice, but also he puts himself and being a representative of many other black men under the bus for, you know, flaws and things that people just can't get right, or possibilities and situations. So he's very good at that. And a lot of
he throws
stuff,
himself under the bus too. Then he puts like he takes accountability for like some of the bullshit that men go do, right?
Exactly. And the thing is, he comes off so good to the point where it's too good. And a lot of women would say that he's a too good to be true, because even when I was hearing a lot of what he was saying, it wasn't about the fact that it was necessarily coming from him direct. It was about conceptually understanding what he was talking about, right? Like warning signs, like if he's this and that, like look out for this type of guy. Or if this guy, you know, how you know he's not ready for marriage, or how you know he's not ready for moving in and stuff like that. So it makes you think, because it's really all applicable stuff.
Right.
It's just hearing it from somebody who is slightly on the hypocritical side. Most of us never had anything public to really like cancel out against him with. Mm. It was always like he came off with such the greatest things to say, but he always presented, yes, as a single man. You never seen him with his wife. Okay. He always mentioned a partner or just relationship stuff, but he never always like he never really personalized a lot of his like vlogs and stuff. It was always about like what people can relate to. He had books. He did tours as well.
Yeah.
And the thing is, his brand was
he's super popular.
He is. And the thing is, he branded as a single man for women. Like he was that guru, that, you know, black man that was educated, that looked good, and that was like articulate, and that spoke so well. And a lot of women
seemed fishy
with all the scandals coming out. He actually seduced women through that type of articulation. So him being so good, he almost appointed himself like a coach, where women would be drawn and wanting to get advice and talk about their stories and situations. However, he took advantage of that, and he ended up cheating on his wife with a lot of these women because he had a type. Right, and he was attracted to a very certain type of woman, because once
his type, because I haven't gotten to see what his type is.
His type is that like States chick that's like, okay, I can't even say States because there's been a few women.
He's in the States.
Yeah, right. But there's also a States type, which is usually a thicker woman with, you know, a bigger bum and stuff like that, versus like what
big booty.
When you say a Canadian girl, you don't really think of somebody bodacious, really. Like you kind of think of, I don't know, like maybe a white girl or whatever. The first thing that comes to mind.
Just say it. Skinny white girl.
You know? Yeah. You just, you know, somebody up north, right? Like just whatever.
We can't cancel us.
Wearing lumberjack shit and whatever. So whatever it is, right?
Mm.
So the point is, like, when you're talking about a States chick, it's like usually he had a few women that kind of we've seen. So somebody that is very sexually attractive to the eye, right? And somebody that you would, when I say that, it's like, me and you could both look at her and say like, yeah, she's attractive and she's appealing and she takes care of herself and she, you know, she'll wear makeup and, you know.
Big booty chudy.
Not only big booty too, because there was a girl that was not necessarily thick and like heavy set or whatever, but she was just like, you know, attractive and stuff like that. More model type or whatever. Like she was like very different from the other girl. But the thing is, he also chose to do different sexual acts with either person.
So, okay. There's one thing that I heard, and salute to Star. I was watching the Star Report, and he was talking about, or one of the people who called and said that he was in his car beating off trying to get one of his mistresses to come outside and deal with the case.
I'm not sure about that particular story, but the two that I heard about was with Tasha K. And she, like,
salute
she
Tasha
has, K. Oh, I love her show. Unwind with Tasha K. And she's really, really transparent when she's interviewing people or talking about certain celebrities. She does not hold back. And I really love watching her YouTube videos, especially her R. Kelly coverage. That was amazing. And she also does a really good job at highlighting a lot of celebrity people. So the thing I like the most is that she wanted to come for him, meaning that she knew from get-go he was too good to be fucking true. I had a feeling, but like I had that hope that, okay, like, you know what? He's going to like be that one. Like there's not much guys out there that can pull off what he's doing and be so consistent for so long.
What's up, guys? It's Rihanna Neese. I am back again with another video. I got my little Nipsey Hussle sweatshirt on today.
This is somebody talking about Tasha K's video.
Yeah.
This is how popping she is that somebody else used her in a title.
No, she's super popular and she has like almost a million followers and whatnot. So she's doing really well. Her YouTube channel. So subscribe to Unwind with Tasha K.
Holler at us, Tasha.
Yeah, it's really good.
We talking about you.
Alternative media. She's definitely a hub you got to check out for celebrity gossip and news. So she was talking. And the thing is that she has the connection and the link to actually get a hold of certain individuals that are tied to certain celebrities. So the women have come out and spoke with her. So the first one was... I'm trying to remember her name. I think it was Candace, one of the first girls that he had cheated with that came out, the most recent one.
Right.
And she basically has known Derek for over 10 years, like a long time. And they talked off and on. And the thing is, I think she might have known him around the time of when he knew his wife, because him and his wife only got married in the last like 3 years, whereas they were dating from when he was like in high school and stuff like that. Like they have a long relationship and they have kids too.
Right.
So what I understood was from the Candace girl, they were talking whatnot, and Derek lied about his situation, that him and his wife were, he said, separated and considering like, you know, divorce and all that stuff. So he tried to make himself look available. Whereas, you know, this is like, I guess, a year after he got married. So looking at the timelines, but she's known him way longer, like before that,
right?
Before him and his wife got together, and she knew of the wife. So the thing is, those that were in his intimate circle knew of the wife, but he always labeled the situation as something like, you know, we're separated or we're going through some stuff and, you know, I'm available type of thing.
So here's the thing, and not to interrupt you.
Yeah.
I don't think that them women gave a shit about that. Because there's only so long that they could be working through things, and then like years pass and y'all are still working through things. Like, and
but he was freshly married. That's the thing. Like these affairs with these two women took place in the last like 2 years.
Okay.
And it's such a short time frame, like 2-3 years. So the issue is that he just got married. I think it was 2019 or so.
Mm-hmm.
So the issue is more surrounding the marriage, not necessarily the relationship.
Well, she seems to be holding him down. There's that video, and I'm going to play the audio from it now.
But this is the video the first time. For years,
I've been the coming down on the hammer with people.
What?
You okay, know, so, play no games. Pause first. Take no prisoners.
This video is only in a response to a lot of the backlash of the women coming forward and the women that are calling him a hypocrite and a lot of his fans being upset the fact that he never used to show his wife. And the girl that brought the context of him cheating with her and celebrating his birthday with her when, newly into his marriage, the controversy was that them two had their affair and whatnot. And then he posted the first picture of him and his wife on the Instagram page. In response, because he tried to almost like he dissed her basically, and that's why she's so upset, is because he tried to make it look like, yeah, we're separated, this and that. But then when things started to hit the fan, when the wife came back, because the wife was supposed to be in, I think, Colorado or wherever with her family,
right?
So he had the house to himself, so he called Shorty now to come check him. So he basically you know when they say like don't shit where you sleep, he basically brought Matey to come check him in the house where, you know, they're taking selfies and all this. So she's already getting her evidence and proof. Wow. So as she had footage, right? So when you're like messing around and stuff, you guys are going to do boomerangs or you guys are going to do selfies or whatever the case is, go in the pool, whatever, whatever. So that's what was going on. And she had the pictures and she was able to describe his house. Mm-hmm. It's different if he went to her, but he already knows wife is probably going to call him and he's going to have to explain where he is. So if he's at home and wifey is, you know, with family and stuff, it's the perfect situation. She shouldn't want to have to think that anything really is going on, but he's cheated in the relationship before, apparently, and she's already put up with
his shit. In the same relationship that he's in right now?
Yeah, with his wife.
So he has a history of the shit.
From what we were finding out afterwards, like when they were talking, like in this video that I think you were going to play, but it's just, the thing is that even what Tasha was saying is that the wife is broken down. Like he broke her down. He's a very attractive guy. The wife is, you know, she's a beautiful woman, but she's very like subtle with her presentation. She's not like one of those model vixens, so to speak, or whatever. She's very conservative and she's very religious. So she has a very specific image. What everybody was bothered by was when he decided to go live on YouTube and
bring her with him.
Exactly.
So, okay, let me ask you.
Yeah.
Right. Because I don't want to stay on this goofball too long. Would you go back to his content after this?
If I needed a reference, but I mean,
like, are you believing him in his content now?
I can say
he's
no,
basically a hypocrite.
I haven't watched any of the videos since, but if I I did like them and I did save a few. Like I actually I like them. A few specific ones that I could relate to. So it's not about the content so much. It's the fact that he's not practicing what he preaches.
Right.
And it's a hypocritical move because he tries to portray himself as this God-fearing man and stuff, you know, religious, and I love my wife and I love this and that.
This chapter of our marriage is one that was preceded by a marriage that I completely failed. And I would say it just started around August, maybe September of last year. But, you know, a lot has been said already about what was the...
Why should I watch this video?
Okay, listen.
The bonnet.
The bonnet. And I know
she couldn't even
I'm not trying to listen. Okay, women, so don't come for me. I'm not trying to tell y'all how to be on TV or on video, but like, not even a foundation or nothing, my G.
But that's the thing. People feel it was so controlled from him. Because look at him. He's a big football dude. And his grip alone on her hand is intense.
Let's keep this going.
So some of it is true. Some of it is completely false. But the truth is, and I'm saying it here now, is that Derrick Jackson was involved with other women.
Every time he pulls her hand, her head wobbles.
And people talk about her expression. Outside like she's just marriage. Holding by it involved, inside. I want to be clear.
I'm not talking about just casually kicking it, maybe a lunch or something like that.
You know
I'm
when somebody's like squeezing your hand, like, yo, you better act right, yo, don't fuck this
sexual
up.
Sexual flirtation and meeting up.
Because he is a speaker. He is a well-spoken man.
Let's go over a little bit. Does she speak? Oh, she speaks.
Forward. And
mind you, I've been following this, and I never actually took in what's going on until now we're recording.
Oh, I watched it all, man.
Any level. And it was unacceptable, mm-hmm. and it's not something that I tolerate or that we tolerate.
He put two hands around her.
And when
this is like a review video. He's like,
you could talk now.
Two hands gripping her, like a two football hands gripping her one hand.
Oh no.
Her arm looks uncomfortable, man. Look at that. Look at on his biceps. Like, look at that.
She's losing circulation.
And the answer is, when I found out about it, I left. I did not decide to do so. And
she claims she left the relationship.
No matter how many times he came, I stayed gone and stood firm on, I am not coming
back.
Stop
it. I can't do it, Friday. I can't. I've watched it on my own time already, and it's hard because it's so bad. Like, and you can just see a lot of women that have been broken by certain men. When you see a woman that looks broken and broke down, it's like that is such an evident image that most of us can relate to. And we can look at her and say, yo, the bonnet says everything.
The bonnet says it all.
Like, she will be memed, unfortunately. But like, if this is her style, it's her style. But she's a very conservative looking woman. And I just don't know why he would have wanted this setup for the situation. But anyways, he's bashed. People don't like him anymore. Some people are still his supporters. But he basically used his platform to seduce women, to cheat on his wife, and just to also get pussy. Like, that's really what he did. And, you know, he was successful. And the thing is, he started relationships with these women without being forthcoming. And that's why they came out, because they were so upset that even if he's going to cheat, be a man about it and be straight and let me know what's good. Don't just throw me to the side and act like you don't know me all of a sudden and start ghosting me and then getting my hopes that I can actually have something with you because you're saying you're separated. So I'm trying to respect that. And then you just all of a sudden act like, say, like, it doesn't mean anything. And he gave oral to one of the girls. That's the thing. She said, we fucked, but mm-hmm. we wore a condom, but he went down on me. What the fuck is that?
What's
I'm just
problem?
Saying. No, but it's just like, he's married,
I'm
right?
Just playing. No. But like, here's the funny thing. And I maybe we could wrap this shit after this. He's a smart guy because his apology or this, did I cheat on my marriage? This is what it's titled. It's on his Derrick Jackson channel.
He did it first. And there's YouTube. And then there was one on Instagram. And then some of that footage was taken, and that's what, you know, people's platforms are referencing. No,
he's made it he put it on his channel. Y'all could clip to it monitor. From my channel. 1 million views already since the 22nd, and we're the 26th right now while we're recording this, right? So he's caking up off the apology on top of that. Sick.
And he's promoting a book that he, him and his wife have kind of put together, so to speak, his apology and, you know, working through this without hurting each other type of thing.
Wow.
That's his new book.
She knew about this shit the whole time.
Publicity, right?
Okay, so I have something else here. And I'll throw this subject at you. Single women, recreational use only. And I'll play you a clip of where we got this.
Single
from.
Women or single moms?
Single mothers. Yeah. Single mothers, my bad. Recreational use only. Now, this is sparked off of the We Love Hip Hop podcast. We were having a conversation over there with the guys, right? Mm-hmm. And this guy here, I forget his name, but he's supposed to be like a big, I guess, kind of like Derrick Jackson, but he's more men stand up for yourself type of guy. Don't let these women play you type of guy. He's like the kind of the opposite, right? I've seen him on Brandon Gomez's show and a few other people. So he this is what he says.
Three reasons why you shouldn't date a single mom.
I'll guys, say from the beginning.
Wow. All
right, guys. Three reasons why you shouldn't date a single mom. Guys, simply put, You're never going to come first. The kid's always going to come first, which is fine. That's the way it should be. But understand you're always going to take a back seat. Second, it's not your kid, so you can't discipline them. She could take them away from you at any time. And you have zero right to them. And then finally, you have to pay for another man's responsibility. Guys, you single moms, recreational use only. Protect yourself and your wallet. Peace.
Oh, I got some words for that, dude.
React.
First of all, I don't know what his relationship situation is, because I'm sure like he probably had his heart broken too many times. And at the end of the day, there are
him?
There are so many women out there that do have children and nobody understands the situation. It takes a real man to understand and accept what the woman has gone through if he's willing to accept that woman.
Mm.
So let every man make their own choice, because sometimes a woman that has a child has a little bit more responsibility in life and understanding and better finances, depending on who it is. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about a ratchet chick. We're just, he's just generalizing.
Yeah, he's generalizing. Definitely.
Right. So, I mean, what is he, how many women are he, is he going to find out there that are single that are going to want him? What does he bring to the table?
Well, here's the thing with him. With him being so public about his opinions and being the guy who, like, that's his thing.
Mm-hmm.
The type of women that he probably gets, and I don't want to diss him, but fuck him anyway. No, not fuck him. Forward to the show, fam. I think he gets the women that are willing to deal with the type of guy he is. You understand what I'm saying? Like, he seems pretty narcissistic.
Yeah.
So there's women who like narcissistic guys. There's women who I've heard say, I like a douchebag.
He is a douchebag for saying that.
And I'm not saying he's a douchebag when you said it.
But. For saying these things, though. I mean, because you could say that about any woman, right? A woman that's single.
He's very douchey, though.
I mean, to go pinpoint a woman with a child, I mean, like, come on. Like, look how many, let's talk about it. There are a lot of beautiful celebrity women out there that have kids,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, look at all the guys that have all the baby mothers out there. I mean,
so if he's telling J-Lo, then no, I can't hit because, like, you got three kids.
No, he's saying that she's not worth dating or whatever. Like, I don't know. What is
he
saying?
Doesn't marry? He doesn't want to marry J-Lo then, basically, is what he's saying.
He'd be probably, what, runner-up number 10?
But he is saying also that, like, from a financial standpoint, you're going to be paying for a kid that's not yours, da-da-da-da. Whereas if it's like a celebrity, they already got their own money. So I'm sure he's not talking about that scenario. Just to shoot him some bail. Also to shoot him some bail, I've been in the situation where I've kind of been that douchey before.
But you know what you're getting into. If a woman has kids or a child, mm-hmm. it's different. There are some guys that will say, okay, one child is enough, but I'm not going to date a woman with three or four kids from four different baby daddies. That's a whole different story.
And that's the thing where we get to where if it's different baby daddies that we're talking about, and now we got to deal with like the fucking baby daddy popping up on you and you having to swap out with him, then it's a no for me too.
But you would know that up front. But to tell, like, when you see a woman, you don't necessarily see her kid. There's a lot of women that do work on their body. Let's look at a lot of celebrity women. Like, there are women who don't look like they have a kid.
But there's a lot. Yeah, but even without the that stuff, I don't think that's what he's talking about. I think he's talking about, you know, he says, one, you're never going to be first because her kids are going to be first, which they should be, obviously. Right?
It depends. There are a lot of women who do make sacrifices and neglect their kids and want man over everything. So.
Well, they're just bad moms, right? But, like, he's talking about those scenarios, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I'm sure he's seen bad baby mamas out there that he's probably saying, nah, I'm not fucking with you. I don't care how bad you are.
But, you know what? Maybe I can give him a little bit of a lie. Because there's times where some of us might say that we don't want to date a man with a child just because of the baby mama drama. And that's fair. So I actually, you know what? Douchey, sometimes, depending on him just saying it generically, but if you're being specific and personal preference is always something that will come to light. Mm-hmm. So if he's having his personal preference and he's just sharing it with everybody, that's fair too. I mean,
well, I don't know if he wasn't doing that. He was like, guys, three reasons why you shouldn't. It says it right here. Three reasons why you should not seriously date a single mom.
So casually
so
dating.
He's trying to give us some game. Like, don't do it, guys.
Yeah, but let's talk about like Ciara, for instance, with Future. I mean, like, come on. Yeah, you know, Ciara had her kid with Future. Did Russell
had, like, what, five other baby mamas?
Exactly. But did Russell say, hey, I can't love Ciara because whatever? Like, every man has to make a decision on the type of woman he chooses. A man chooses his woman.
Mm.
Really not the reverse, right? So it's like he must know what he's willing to take on. And again, the place of seriousness A lot of people date and they don't know how serious it's going to get until it gets serious.
Until it gets serious.
You might see somebody and meet somebody in a club. And like, there's tons of movies on these situations. There's tons of people we know that, you know, have the one-offs in a bar and then they end up working together, or they find themselves in the city with the person again in a different environment. Mm-hmm. And the chemistry develops. It didn't just come right away, or maybe it did. And then, you know, they didn't think they would meet again. But sometimes it's a connection. So it shouldn't be based on whether somebody has a child or not.
Yeah.
Things happen. And somebody could have a child when they're a teenager, and then you're meeting somebody in their 30s, and then it's like you don't even know that they have like an adult child or whatever, and they're not necessarily raising that child.
Yeah, but you meet somebody and you find out after they have a child. Like if it's a one-night stand, then yeah. But like if you're getting to know somebody and then y'all start, you consummate the relationship, you know what I'm saying? Basically, you start fucking. You don't know beforehand that this person has a child and vice versa?
But again...
Like, you maybe not meet them.
It, it's a different story, but then he's kind of talking about seriously. But if you realize that a person with a child's not for you because you're not competent, or let's just say you don't have the skills, and maybe you're a man child yourself and you don't know how to, you know, be the man or the man, like, there's so many factors, right? But to say that you shouldn't seriously date a single mom, it's like, I think it has to come down to the individual person.
Okay, so let me ask you. Do you have a limit of kids that a guy can have before it's a no-go?
I've been surprised myself. I think two is the max.
Two is their max?
Two is probably too much. I think, I've revisited this. Even before you showed me this shit, I thought about it.
I keep a question in my pocket.
There's been a lot of situations where at different times I said, you know what? I prefer somebody that was, you know, single with no attachments and no baggage. I've gone through that phase where I thought about it and, you know, it didn't always work out that way. But no, it's a valid thought. You have to be at a certain point where you can come to make that. Just like you could say, hey, I like white guys or I like black guys, or I don't like black guys and I like, you know, African men or Jamaican men or whatever the case is. I've gone through.
But we're talking
things.
About kids.
I know.
How many?
I'm being generic though, because it's a gamble. It depends on what stage I'm at in my life.
So three is too many.
Yes. Two is probably too many as well. One.
Two can go on though. It sounds like the way you're moving, like your body language, two can go on still.
No, but I'm just
like
saying
if you're
like,
really, really cute, two can go on.
Not even. It's right now. I
got your shit together.
Honestly, I think it's mood, because there are times when I'm like, fuck, man.
Nigga,
like,
you got game, but two?
Sometimes I would prefer none, and I want all the attention on me. You know what I mean? So it's just like,
oh, come on, we'd all prefer that, right?
But yeah.
If you know, because kids happen, right? It's a blessing, right? He got two, but he's super, super fine, and he got a stack. He's not even a broke nigga. He got a stack.
See, these are interesting odds, because it doesn't always work out this way.
I like to bring you scenarios.
For being super hypothetical. Because then we're talking about what? Two with the same person, two different women, like all that stuff come into play.
Okay.
Three with, you know, somebody different.
Let me layer this. Two. Okay. But he's a millionaire. Two different baby mamas.
Sure. Because if he has money, he's pretty competent to know how to balance things. It's when somebody doesn't have money when the chaos comes in, because they're always fucking all over the place.
That's for you right there.
And I am not a gold digger by any means.
I'll go with the same.
Yeah, two's a max.
I think two's my max.
Yeah. Two's a lot still, but I think it's a max.
I might. If you're fine as fuck, I might could do three.
That's a lot of responsibility. But so buy ice cream?
You're buying
ice cream for like five people.
Fine. Like stupid fine. Like.
Yeah, but they're not gonna last for long, right? You still gotta sleep with them at night, and then everything comes out. Everything comes out at night.
Come flying down when you hit 40. Become knee titties.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I'm sorry. I'm being silly today, yo. The words of Friday Ricky Jett are not the opinions of the We Love Hip Hop Network.
Disclaimers made.
But yeah, I'm going to go with two.
Okay.
Yeah, two is my limit.
Well, then there's probably people out there be like, fuck, man, you never like me?
But shorty, if you're really fine, like, holler at me the same way and we might work it out.
Yeah, it's all mood, man. Like, sometimes somebody can, like, just change your life based on, you know, the energy they bring.
The energy coochie.
Posting your boo on Instagram?
Yeah, what's your thoughts on that? What's the... Okay, this two-parter.
I don't think anybody's... fuck.
What does it take to be able to get to be that guy where he gets to be posted? And two, how much time does it take before you could say, you know what? Yeah, you're postable. Go.
I've done it before and I fucking regret it. I really do. And then girls started doing a thing where they would show the guy's shoe or they would show a piece of him. You'd see his like wrist or something, or you'd be posing with you and you'd see some of his body, but you wouldn't really see him. You know, I sometimes wish I could be in a position to show somebody that was like showable and that it was like a public thing, but I'm very private with my like intimate life. So that's probably never really going to happen at this stage. But I have done it before and it was fucking whack, man. Oh my gosh. You know, Facebook shows you those reminders of what you do. I'm so glad like Instagram like doesn't always do it, but like if it caught some of those things that you deleted, it's like, fuck, man. But like I have done it and it's like you do get backlash because sometimes, you know, the guy doesn't always like represent the female that he's always with. Mm. You know, sometimes we women
And sorry to interrupt you. In that scenario, when you were posting him, was he posting you back? Oh, let me get my weed.
I can't remember. I've been on the page, I believe, but like it was mutual for me to do it. Like I didn't just do it randomly. Like it was a decided, like it was a decision that was made that like it was cool to do it because, you know, we were dating and like living together. So it's a little bit different.
Living together situation makes it like where people, because look, you got to understand, once
you post him. You're living together, it's a little bit more like kind of officialized.
Yeah. And it means hands off. Like nobody else can like, that's mine.
Yeah, but then look at, again, I'm an entertainer, so like I'm for the people as well. Like I'm for the dudes as well. Like, so it's like I entertain, you know, I'm very promiscuous online, so it's like people are gonna come for me regardless. So me posting a dude, probably not the best move, but at the same time, like if I'm feeling like how I really want to feel or if I feel confident enough to do it, I hope they're not gonna judge him too harsh. But yeah, well,
what made you regret it?
It's a fucking asshole.
So like, because of the breakup or because of how you all broke up?
No, a bit of both, but also I look at it and I'm like,
sorry, I'm being mixy. I'm like being super intrusive.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, I went through some phases, man. Like, some people can't, like I said, sometimes you show a piece of a person. So I've shown a hand.
I've done that. That shit cost me so many exes that hit me up like, yay, you never posted me, but now you post. It was just a fucking hand. Calm the fuck down.
Right.
Relax.
Yeah. And I mean, I've been engaged before. I'm just going to say it. So
same here.
Weird enough, eh? Everyone's like, what there. The fuck?
Been there.
Long time ago, though.
People get engaged, yo.
Yeah. And I showed, you know, my ring and stuff like that. I've been engaged twice, actually.
You know what that means, though? That means that Alizé, one, is that chick and got that good that make a nigga put a ring on it.
Twice, two different ones.
Twice.
Yeah. I thought, it honestly, it was a motherfucking trap. You know?
Make a nigga think about it. I gotta keep this forever.
It was a fucking trap, man. That's what it is. I look at like relationships so different now. Like, it's so weird. Sometimes you just get in it and you're just in a situation. You're like, what the fuck? It's just a situationship. Because sometimes you can't find the right words to define it.
You love that word.
Yeah, I think it just, you know, like when Facebook had it's complicated as a status, like I gravitated to that. Like that made so much sense for me because when you couldn't put single or like, what's it? In a relationship?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's complicated was a status that I'm like, yo, like they really thought this through. That makes sense.
Facebook was looking out, yo.
Yeah, it was really good. So,
my opinion on the posting of the booze. I'm not a big fan of it because, one, I feel and this may be for me specifically because of the position that, you know, we've come to get in and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to get backlash from people, maybe some in good ways, right? But some people are going to start getting in your DMs and shit like that, hitting you up on some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Well, women are going to be maybe lying to you, trying to fucking separate us. So maybe it's not the best idea for us to be posting up like that.
But celebs do it all the time. But sometimes when you're in a relationship is when you get the most love. Some people are really trying to fuck with you when you're with somebody more than when you're single.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. If it's serious, and here's where the timeline starts to go into play with me. If we've been together, and my timeline, I would say at this point now in life, is 2 years. Okay? So if we've been together for 2 years, even like right underneath the 2 year cusp, right? Year and like fucking eight months, right? Wagwan, we'll post up together. One, two posts together. I'm not gonna fucking flood the page. Like, that's goofy. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, if it's an occasion or whatever, I'll post you.
But sometimes when people are just starting to fuck with somebody, they do a silly post, not thinking too much of it.
And that's what I don't fucking like. That's dumb.
But that's when, you know, like for celebrities and stuff, it's like they were spotted out here. And that's when it's like you start to like follow and say, oh, is this going to turn into a relationship? Like, that's when you start to kind of feel maybe it's turning into something.
Yeah. What irks me is when people just get into a relationship and then they start posting their boo. Like, you just... And the thing is, this is most of the time, and I don't want to be... Women don't come for me, but...
Sexist?
I don't want to be sexist, but women will post... There's some thirsty-ass chicks out there that, oh my God, I feel like he's my man, and they act like they never had a boyfriend in a minute.
Or like he's the one or something, and then like...
And they start posting this nigga. And this motherfucker probably is like, oh God... Stop posting me, please.
And that actually kind of ruins a relationship. Done. Just because she wants to be so public.
Yeah. And you want to be an Instagram, you know, like, I don't want to call it. I don't want to use the wrong words.
Privacy respected, man.
No, you want to be extra. You want so much attention on Instagram, okay? To put it nicely, you want so much attention on Instagram that you're like, look at my man. And it's like, that's y'all business. And you literally just got with him last week, fam.
Yeah, we do see those ones. I've seen some interesting things.
He don't even know that he's your man until you start posting him on the fucking gram.
Yeah, no, it's true. and again, I think it's also harsh when people break up and then they start to remove all the pictures and then they start with somebody new and then they're comfortable doing it. But again, it's people's lives, it's moods. They don't want to feel like they can't, you know, be happy with their relationship. Because sometimes you want to see, like, love. Mm. You want to see that instead of sometimes, you know, the thirst traps all the time. Mm. You want to see when somebody's been locked down or that they're held down. Because now a lot of people in their bios put, you know, the lock sign and then they show you who they're with. They actually mention the name so you can go pull up that account and say, oh, okay.
What? Bring that back.
Like, people, like, for instance, that are in a relationship, if it's a woman... And she's like a baddie and everything like that. And if she's actually held down by a certain dude, she'll put like, you know, whatever's babe or whatever. And then she'll put the lock and then she'll put like his at whatever there.
In her fucking Instagram bio?
Yeah, some people do that. I've seen it. You know, especially if they're locked down by somebody. Like a lot of couples sometimes say like, you know, belonging to this person or that person just so people don't get it twisted.
What kind of idiot thing is that, my youth?
Well, they're making it easy for you so you don't have to keep guessing. They're just like, okay, shit.
It's that important that you put... your significant other in the bio? Like, fam, it's just, yo, we're together in real life, eh? Instagram doesn't really need to, Instagram is just an app. It's not real life.
Well, think about a bio. It's like, it's kind of personalized, but I mean, I've never done that before. I've never put like, oh, like me and this person, but I know
that's
people do that.
That's too much, man. That's extra. Note this to you guys who are doing it, but
people want to make it known who they're with. So like, yeah, I'm out here and I'm entertaining, but don't get it twisted. This person has my heart.
Link in bio.
Yeah.
Or go check his at in the bio. Go follow him too.
Or they'll have their like link to all my links there and then they'll have the person that they're with. So you're confused. You're like, okay, you're dating this person, but yet you want me to go to your OnlyFans. Okay.
Wow.
Or you want me to go to your website. Okay, business. All
well, because right. That's where you're going to get to see them fucking.
And it's not always that person, right?
Whatchamacallit? Just to completely keep shitting on the shit in the shit parade here. Also, what thing that I don't like, when you combine your Instagram name with your significant other, you're fucking lame, okay? I know it's a link and we're supposed to, no judgment zone. You're fucking lame. Judy and John Instagram together, you're fucking lame. I'm sorry.
Because who's what? Who's really reading the DMs?
Who controls the account?
Whoever looks at it.
Just relax.
It would cause problems. Because some people, remember, there are people who say, like, I don't really go on the gram, so we share an account.
You're lame. My opinion.
That's interesting. Yeah, I couldn't do it.
Mm-mm. What we got next here? You got Sweetie and Quavo lined up here for
us. I was saddened by that, but fuck, I understand it,
you're
man.
You're still not over them, eh?
Oh my God. I like them as a couple, honestly. I do.
It's over. It's over, Zay.
I'm so pissed sometimes. Like, what the fuck? He cheated on her. And the thing is that even Tasha K explained the story too, because there was an insider from the groupie party. And it looks like the Migos get down like this. So I'll just give a little synopsis. So basically, there were some people that went to this after party. And basically how the Migos get down is that they have this, I guess, what do you call it? Like, not a hotel, but something like behind a hotel, so to speak. I think it was in Vegas or wherever. Mm. And they have like all these rooms and all these floors. And I think the Migos were there. At least I know Quavo and what's his name? Offset.
Offset?
Yeah.
I have to do the ad lib. Offset. Yeah.
I don't know about the other guy. The other guy's like Outkast, man. Like, who pays him? Yeah. Mama. Yeah, he's there, but he's whatever. So it looks like me, Quavo, because of Sweetie, for instance, he has a type. And this is interesting. Mm-hmm. He likes Latino looking women. Mm-hmm. And obviously Sweetie has that vibe, that look. Yep. He dated Carucci. He dated some other people before. I'm not sure.
Carucci? Ooh.
Yeah. Like, sorry, Chris Brown, right? So, I mean, they have a type. And apparently Offset does too. He likes Latino women too. Offset. You have to have this exotic look to you. And they want to fuck girls that look like they're actual real women, which is kind of interesting.
He likes her. That's her.
Cardi.
It's Cardi.
Yeah. So that's what it is. So what happened was there was this after party experience or whatever. And, you know, some of these women went there. And there was a girl that was a little bit plus size. And then there was a girl that was like dark skin or whatever. Mm. And they weren't allowed to enter because there was a type that Quavo and Offset wanted.
I think I remember that.
So the thing is, one of the girls actually contacted Tasha K to tell the story about the fact that she got dissed because her friends weren't invited to this so-called exclusive event.
You ran to Tasha K with a T, yeah. Eh?
Oh, she and her wine. She's all about the wine.
That's a tea and wine for you, Tasha.
Yes. So I was tuned in. I fucking watch her videos full out. Mm. So the thing is that the girl was saying that basically at this event, this party, that's how the whole Sweetie thing, I guess, she found out and stuff is because Quavo and then we're gonna fuck these girls, these groupies who think that they're gonna get money and, you know, advance themselves. The issue is that these guys want to have these fuck fest type of things. So the girls are selected and then they go in the rooms and then these guys choose who they want to slam.
Right.
And then they choose a certain type and security kind of already pre-screens. But then there was these other girls that kind of made it that far and were turned away. And one of the girls that were supposed to actually sleep with Quavo or whatever and was in the environment, she didn't want to fuck with that because her friends couldn't get in. But once she found out that it was really all about fucking and stuff, it's like...
Oh, she didn't know.
Like, they kind of had an idea that maybe some sex would go down, but they maybe thought that the experience of it all was going to be different. Like, you wouldn't just be called out of the room with two girls and be like, okay, you two go here.
In there.
Like, paraded around like a buffet. You know, you just pick and choose and then you're in and out type of thing. So they didn't like that vibe. So Tasha K is like, yo, consider it a fucking blessing. Yo, if these guys are assholes just choosing women to come slam that have a certain look and stuff, consider your girlfriends lucky that they didn't get in to be
okay,
just...
I'm going to hit the brakes on that. Why is that... make them considered assholes? Isn't that kind of, and not the same, but similar to like a sex club, but one that they created themselves?
Yeah, it is, in all actuality. And for those girls to want to go there, it's like,
you know what's going on. You should know what's going on. And if you don't, then you can
leave. Isn't this a practice from 19 how long? That yeah, like guys, celebrity guys or whatever. Just
and it's not only rappers, rock stars. Like, yeah. I remember watching that movie with the rock stars back in the day. I forgot what it was called. And they showed like, and Mark Wahlberg was in it. Mm. And they had a lineup of girls outside of his room and they're just like all waiting
like
to go in.
Massage parlor, they pick and choose. Like you.
Yeah, they're all just waiting to go in, catch a few pumps from him and then go.
Mm-hmm. To say that they want, and the thing is it's double-sided because a woman would be like, yo, I fuck Quavo and feel good about it. Mm-hmm. And then Quavo doesn't have to talk and knows that he fucked and doesn't have to say anything.
Yeah, and right? And on a lot of those parties, it's privacy is respected.
Yeah, they weren't allowed to carry their phones in, so that's another
obviously,
thing.
Obviously, that's just a
Yeah, that
is a celebrity 101.
But she was able to carry her phone thus far. So she was able to snap a few things. So she did have her receipts, as Tasha calls it, the proof.
Mm.
So of certain things, right? Of the environment and stuff like that. Because you can carry your phone only so far. So when the girl realized that it wasn't going down a certain way, she wanted to get her phone and get her friends and leave, right? But I think one of the girls that actually invited them to the event fought Quavo.
Okay.
Right? So that's why that girl that, you know, felt outcasted with her friends decided to talk up, because I guess she felt like her friend didn't show her what was really gonna go down in full entirety. She just, you know, some girls will bring groupies because they want to please the guy.
Right.
The guy will say, yo, don't come unless you have friends.
Yeah.
Every girl, most girls can relate to that experience, like when you're with a certain guy, but that's like a practice that certain people have with them.
No, well, at the same time, when you're at that level, and I'm not excusing Quavo for cheating, but I'm just saying, like, the celebrity level of let's go and party and fucking go crazy tonight. So they're going to get mad drinks, mad weed, and whatever else party favors that people might need or themselves, and mad gal them.
Mm-hmm.
And them and their crew are going to go crazy that night. You know what I'm saying?
Offset was seen with, like, a towel over his head and stuff. And it's like...
But,
it,
like...
McCarty's went through this. She's been cheated on more than enough times. And it's like, she comes out with WAP. Man cheats.
Yeah, but if the guy's single, and I'm just saying this for a single man who's a celebrity.
Yeah.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
But like, these guys aren't single. That's the fucked up part.
That's the problem. They're not
single.
And they
think that they could be discreet and still do this. It's like somebody's going to talk if they're not dealt with properly.
And again, just the reason I'm saying this is because the way that, and salute to Tasha K, but the way that they're making it seem like we got to go run to Tasha K and tell her about this seedy party. Fuck how the party was seedy. It's just the fact that they're not single men. You know what I mean? Because in CD is a matter of opinion, and they're trying to paint it like this is like a really devilish scenario that these guys are in, and it's like no,
it's
that sounds
culture.
Like kind of it's Oasis or M4, like it's people, you know, a whole bunch of people fucking.
It is, but at the same time, you're talking about high profile men that have high profile women. That
the
are
problem
also,
is that they're married, but the scenario itself.
No, Sweetie and him were dating.
Are dating, or they're not single, or whatever, right?
But high profile, popular couples, and she's somebody who can pronounce herself as somebody with it. And she's hot. Like I'm confused too. But at the same time, it's like at the end of the day, I've seen so many women that are boss bitches that have guys that fucking cheat on them, and it's not to be excused that all men are men. No. Like, you don't fucking do that.
It's not the looks for those guys. Because
no they matter fucking how, girls that look like them.
Exactly. They can find a girl as hot as Sweetie is what she actually brings to the table. Right? And I'm sure she brought a lot to the table.
Well, she wanted a six-figure nigga and she got him. And he even had to pay for it. He bought her bear gifts. She's like,
and he didn't take them back, by the way. He didn't take back the Bentley. That's cap.
So he left her with everything?
Yeah, he left her with the Birkin and all that stuff. He left her with the shit. There's people saying there was a report saying that he took it back, and then other reports saying that it's Capola.
It's a tough one. Again, it's social media, right? We only see what we're allowed to see.
Are
we
you giving the shit
real,
back?
Real.
If you break up with a guy and he gives you a bunch of nice shit, are you like maybe pack the shit in a box and send it back?
No. If I'm given gifts, then most likely I'll keep them or I'll throw them away. Right. If we're investing in shit, it's a little bit different. Or you know, I've given back. To be honest, I haven't really been spoiled like that. Like with bear gifts and all that shit. No, I haven't had that.
Yeah, but maybe
experience.
Like teddy bears and shit like that. You're like, fuck this shit. I don't want to see this fucking teddy bear. Take the shit back. Put it in a box. Mail it back to the motherfucker.
Oh, let's talk about rings, engagement rings. Yeah, I sold those.
Pockets. You sold those, eh? Yeah. Listen, I had an ex and I shouldn't even be telling this. When we stopped dating each other, or our relationship ended, and the engagement ended, she still had the ring.
You were engaged too?
Yeah, I was engaged. Aww. Right? Back in the day. Right? I was only engaged once, so it's not too hard to narrow it down. You know what I mean? Ricky divulged too much here.
HH? I'm joking.
Ricky chat to blood clot much. That's what you call him. But anyways, the new girl that I got with, my ex was not happy about that. Mm. So she used to post pictures with the ring in tow.
She went there.
Like bare pictures, like just sometimes nonchalantly showing the ring, sometimes just blatantly showing the ring.
So you left her?
Yeah, I left her.
Oh,
I'd be doing that.
Oh man.
A girl don't have to leave me for the relationship to end. I'll be gone. I'm out. I know my worth. And I said it with an F. I know my worth.
Wow.
Mm. You can't treat me like a piece of shit. I'll be out.
Okay. Well, see, there's a difference, like the revenge stuff too, right? If somebody's still not over it, then they're going to do things like that. Like, yo, remember me? Or look what I have.
Oh, I had so many issues. What is it called?
Stunting on your ex?
Oh, she wasn't even stunting. Like, what, the way that she did it, she had the current girl at the time so heated. Every time she'd post, and this is when Instagram was young, okay?
Who's not going to get pissed off, though?
I really hope that they don't listen to this show. Even though it'd be great if they do. But...
content comic game.
She used to get at me every time the picture would go up. She'd be like, why is this bitch still posting that ring? And I'd be like, yo, just allow it, just don't even watch.
You can't really do anything about it.
Like, why are you even on her page? And she's like,
well, see, that's the thing, when you make the introduction to an ex or you make mention of who you fucked with, girls do research, girls go and find that information.
That was such a dramatic time,
right? So she's going to be watching, because usually with an ex that's fresh or that was so deeply connected, a girl is going to want to know, like, how close was that fucking tie?
You don't even want to know about the elevator confrontation.
Oh, shit.
Burn, burn, burn.
Not just Beyonce and Solange. Elevator experiences. Wow. Wow.
I'll leave that for another
we'll
day,
leave
y'all.
It. Yeah, for sure. Damn. But yeah, Sweetie and Quavo is sad, but yo, her career took off, man. She's doing really well.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He's doing what he's always been doing, just rapping, you know, just.
Hey, yeah, Culture 3 on the way. Can't wait. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? What you got on those two?
Is there really any honest people out there? Because, like, I mean, usually when you're dating somebody and they claim to be completely honest.
For the listening audience, I'm putting my hand in the air.
I mean, it's just. A lot of people bull fucking shit. Is there really straightforward people like that don't lie? Like, even to a lover or to an intimate person?
Me.
100%?
I ain't got time for that shit.
Oh my gosh. I don't buy it. Sorry.
Actually,
I think that we all...
Let me stop the cap, and I do lie sometimes. I've lied it over the last few years.
Sometimes we lie because we feel that we have to, or we feel that, you know, it's a convenience thing, or because, like, sometimes, yeah, people want to claim that, oh, I don't want to hurt the person. Like, fuck off, man.
Yeah,
you just lie. I didn't lie. It's okay. People lie. We're human beings. We're sinners. We lie. But when people want to know.
I didn't lie. I didn't divulge all information.
Bull fucking shit, same way. Because it's just, I've had it said to me multiple times, and I'm just like, when people say that, am I supposed to be utterly convinced? Or like, do I still caution? Do I still sleep with one eye open type of thing? Or like, do I really say like, yo, this person is 100%, like 100?
I always sleep with one eye open, you know? Sleep is the cousin of death. I'm playing. You got to trust somebody. Eventually, you got to trust somebody, to be honest. You know what I'm saying? That's, to me,
for what I'm looking for. Trust with a grain of salt, though, because you can trust in different forms. You might be able to trust somebody with money, but not sexuality.
Yes. You got to be able to trust.
There's levels to it.
You can trust. Oh, and here's the thing. And maybe it's a fault for me. I never. Make sure my fucking hands aren't fucking. Jeez. Sorry. I got to make sure. I can't. Okay. Here's what I'm trying to say. I never can give 100% trust on all ranges, kind of thing.
It's like a pie chart.
Yeah.
There has to be bits and pieces that accumulate to a totality for you to even live with somebody. Exactly. Or be able to fuck with somebody.
So you can get maybe 100% trust that you're not going to do this, or 100% trust that you're going to do this, but you'll get like a 90 over here and maybe a 60 over here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But you can't get 100 on all fucking... On all areas. I'm sorry. Like you said, you might be shitty with your money. So I'm not going to trust you 100% to be able to handle our finances right.
But talking about your affiliations or who you're talking to, or if you're sneaking stuff behind the back, all that shit, yeah, people are going to pick and choose what they choose to divulge.
Yeah, and even with that, like, can I trust you with a secret? Some people I can trust 100% with a secret, right? And then there's some that I can't. So mm-hmm. If you're my woman and I can't trust you 100% with it, first of all, then you can't be my woman. That's one of my deal breakers, right? Like, if you're going to be what I call my girlfriend, that means, because especially like working in media, I need to be able to, like, when I'm going to bed at night, tell you some shit that is not going to be able to go out into the fucking world.
Right.
Because, like, who am I going to be able to get shit off my chest to if I'm being told all these secrets and stuff and I only bring 20% of what's inside my brain to the mic?
Mm.
All right? Of, like, things that I know behind the scenes.
There's so many levels to it, I think.
All right? If you imagine now, you want to be able to tell somebody your secrets, but you can't trust them, that shouldn't be your significant other.
Hmm. But what if it starts to wear off over time? Because sometimes you're with somebody for a long time and it starts off fresh and good and then mm-hmm. it evolves into like a fuck fest. Like, it's just terrible. Like, or certain things you can keep, like, relate to, and then some things you just, like, I just don't fucks with you with that no more.
Then you should end it. If you had 100% trust in one area and then it went down, end it. That's just me.
But I don't think trust is enough to be defining of a relationship. Sometimes it's convenience, right? And I think I brought this up before, asking somebody, because sometimes you can work with somebody based on whatever you guys work with. If you have a house with somebody and the love is kind of lost and it's a business relationship.
Then that's a situationship, like your word.
Everything that's a non-traditional is a situationship.
Yeah, it's not like a full-on relationship. Like, if you're hanging out in somebody's in the house with somebody, but y'all ain't in love, then y'all are in a situation.
What if people that stick together because of kids?
You're in a situation.
I can name so much and I feel it's going to be the same thing.
Situation. It's going to be a situation because, like, at the same time, like, if y'all don't love each other, you know what I'm saying? You're just staying together because of the kids. Y'all don't have no sex, all that shit. It's just a fucking situation.
But what if there is elements of
love? You can even be married and it's a situation at this point now.
Yeah. It's all about moods.
Yeah, like... To me, and that's why it's going to be a hard thing for me to get married, because I want the whole thing, you know? I want to be able to love the chick.
But is that realistic anymore, though? Because, like, I think that we're so past the traditional sense of what it used to mean before to come together. Because most people at certain age, like, most people by 30 were married with kids and had a house. And they had a unit. Now it's like everybody for themselves, and people are so divided. Some people want to do this with their life. Some people want to do that. And just coming to a consensus is a hard part.
Still possible.
I think it's tough. With all the social media and everything, to have a solid, committed relationship without all the issues of, you know, distrust and like online presentation and all that, I think it's a challenge. There's so many distractions and what people are choosing to do with their time.
It's definitely different when it comes to, like, people like us who are, like, in a public position.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like if you're in a regular or just a situation where you're not a public person, those obstacles are not as much there. There's not as many obstacles, right?
That's another perspective too. Interesting.
So remember, we're also looking at it from our lens, right? Mm-hmm. We got to look at it from an objective point of view of just, like, if you were just the guy who worked at, like, Walmart.
Shout out to those who work at Walmart, or just an average person that's not in the spotlight or not in the public eye on a regular basis. Maybe somebody that's not on social media. Still rare, but, like, situations like that. So we were talking about sexual preferences. I find that a lot of people have a type, but end up dating somebody who necessarily isn't that type. Like what I was saying with Quavo and them, for instance, they like that Latina looking woman, mm-hmm. right? And they date that. But let's talk about the everyday average person who is with, I don't even want to go with Derek Jackson. Should I go there?
With the bonnet warrior?
Yeah. Well, look at... Okay, yeah. Again, no hate, just facts, okay? He's dating a woman. Very conservative.
Mm-hmm.
Coming on nice camera. Way of
putting it. What? You're great. Nice way of putting it. Conservative.
Conservative. I've seen a lot of her pictures. Not very seductive, not very hypersexual. Yes, I'll use that. Not a hypersexual female.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes for the hypersexual ones, the ones that will be thirst traps.
My opinion. Guys who do that, they want their wife to be like this wholesome
But he said that she wasn't good in bed to a few other women.
Doesn't matter. She's the wholesome, do everything right baby maker. Real shit.
I could never do that role.
No, this is real shit. Yeah. And then the girl that I'm gonna get whatever, we're on sailing. The girl down there is going to come in her face and, you know, every once in a while, let me stick something in your ass while I'm fucking you. And you know what I mean? Like, just do crazy shit too. No, I can't do that to my wholesome wife, my baby maker, the mother of my kids. Right?
Mm, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I get it. But it's a double standard. The other girl, like,
you know what I mean? Give me that face. Ah! Right?
Yeah, no, I
when agree. You should, and this is just in my opinion, you should be able to have all of that from your woman at home. The freak and the person who makes your babies and the person who helps you, you know, in life, or, you know, you guys are a nice union in life. You should be able to get all of that. And if you want to get a threesome from her, if y'all are into that, all of that, so that you don't have to go outside.
I think it's hard. Because, again, the ratio of hypersexual females to the ones that are more traditional sense, conservative, the ones that probably don't have time to be online, leaving thirst traps, the ones that work, you know, too much, work too hard.
I want to marry me a thirst trap. Like, yeah, like, fuck it. Like, if that's what you like, then marry that.
But then I don't know if it's a stigma, because, like, I just feel that, like, I've known that I've dated guys that had a certain type and I wasn't it. Regardless of I could be the type for many other guys out there. It's like, I can just always tell. And usually you could see by history of whose exes, like their exes or their baby mothers or whatever. Like, everybody has a certain image and a certain look and stuff like that. And if you see a consistent pattern of a guy that maybe he just likes light-skinned women or he just doesn't do black girls, and then all of a sudden it's like, you know, switches things up. It's like, you got to look at that. There's nothing wrong with people trying something new, but usually the past is the best predictor of the future with habits, right?
It just doesn't make sense to me to not be with your preference, like not go for your preference to be with for the rest of your life. Like, why have a preference and then go for something else that's not your preference and be like, let me lock that down. And then
it's settling.
When you're walking out in the world, you're just seeing all your preferences all over the fucking place, lusting when you're with this fucking woman that's not your preference. Like, you're
building,
like,
insecurity even further.
Yeah, you're like, I got this. And this is how I would feel
and
about
then
it.
Fuck
I got
her
this
thinking
girl.
About the next chick.
Of course.
What the fuck?
Okay, for example, if you're into big booty chicks,
date a big booty
and you
chick.
Got a pancake. Now, every time you're fucking her, you're thinking about a big booty. So why the fuck didn't you go get yourself a
and
big booty?
And you're hurting her now and making her more insecure, because now she doesn't know what the fuck you're really into.
Right? If the big booty girl is super... wife the chick anyway, my nigga. Y'all nigga...
There's
like,
nothing
we
wrong
like
with
them.
It.
We like them. So... But that's the whole thing. We ain't trying to wife these hoes.
Get fuck out of here.
Right? That's... But that's if that's what you like, and then you keep on getting in trouble with your quote-unquote frumpy chick at home... Right? Then wife the hoe, my nigga.
But, okay, what about the guys that, okay, there's that, but then there's the guys that have a preference and will watch porn and get off and then want to go fuck their girl. Like,
well,
why
that's
should
nothing,
she?
That's nothing wrong with that.
But what, it's like, if you like something else, why do you need some other influence to fuck your girl?
Because after a while, when you're fucking the
don't
same
justify
girl.
It.
No, I'm going to give you some reasons as a man. Right, who's been in a few long-term relationships, right?
So you didn't go for the whole girl, the sexy one that you really actually desired.
No, I had a long-term relationship with a stripper at one point for like 6 years. So she's the object of attraction to a bunch of other men, you know what I'm saying? But she comes home to me.
But you weren't fully satisfied. If you have to look at other,
I was a dirtbag them times.
Okay, so let's look at this. Would you do that now? If you had that sexy ideal type of promiscuous woman that's hypersexual, that has the visual stimuli that you like and that you feel and all that, would you need to look at secondary sources or go have sex with another woman to get yourself to have sex with her properly?
No, not
if you have what
in
you
the
want,
beginning.
Then you like.
But after a while, like years in.
Does she change or something?
No, but. You need some kind of stimulation sometimes outside of your woman without cheating to just like, okay.
There has to be something off with that, because if it's like the
chemistry. You gotta understand. And the common gang's gonna eat my back out, but I don't give a fuck because I'm a grown man. Masturbation is healthy. Men and women. You know what I'm saying? It's not... being a fucking person who has not a non-productive life and you're always sitting there beating off. Obviously, now you have a problem, IG, right? But releasing of energy. Yeah, that's too much. Too much jerking. You know what I'm saying? But the releasing of energy when you need to, knowing how to pleasure yourself, knowing what you like and all those different things, men and women, is healthy.
But isn't that why you're getting moderation. In a relationship to like have that partner fulfill those sexual needs?
Not for necessarily. You get into relationship to be in a relation, to have a union with someone, whether into, on the emotional, mental, and physical levels, right? I'm getting real deep on this shit today. Right?
I'm listening because I'm like,
but
I'm trying to understand.
The physical isn't the most important thing, obviously, right?
It's it doesn't part have of it. To be, but like for that pleasure sense, isn't it more, like there's also discipline, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, like if you need to like release yourself on such a regular basis, then you might actually feel better pleasing yourself than actually with a physical person.
So, okay.
A lot of people have that deficiency where they jerk off so much, it becomes so habitual that they don't even know how to really be pleasured by a real person because they have such...
That's the too much part. That's what I'm talking about. When that's you're jerking too much, you need to put the lotion down, my G. You know what I'm saying? It's too much. It's too much. Especially, like, you got a woman, it's too much. You know what I mean? That means now it's because you're not attracted to your woman. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that. I'm talking about, okay, sometimes, and sometimes it could be with, it could be for porn or it could be stuff that your woman has sent you. Okay? You're not with your woman for a space of time. So what, now you're not going to beat off because you're supposed to have a woman and when we finally link back together.
No, you know, I'm talking about like when you're with that woman, like if you live together mm-hmm. and you find like, you need to go to the washroom every now and then. And like,
No. Right? I don't have to be that. No, that's too much. I feel like if you live with a woman and y'all have sex on a healthy basis, right? Whatever that might be for you, okay? And then every once in a while, if you're not home or, you know, she's not home and you fucking get off a quick one, that's not a problem. You know what I'm saying? If y'all are around each other and you're like, yo, let me go in the washroom and let off a quick one, why don't you just holler at your girl and see if she'll let that off for you, right? But like those types of scenarios is what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying?
So let me ask
like,
you another question.
You're both at work and or one's at work and one's at home and you're fucking horny. You're not, you know, let one off then. Don't feel bad about that.
Okay, but what about people that say that they don't jerk off?
They're lying.
Definitely, but you said there's such thing as honest guys out there.
No, I never said that.
We talked about it earlier.
No, but I never said that there was honest guys out there. I'm sure that there are some that exist.
So when a man says that he doesn't jerk off, he's lying.
Come on, fam. What are we talking about here? Like, who are you, holier than thou? Like, come on. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, there are people who still feel like, you know, like they don't.
They're lying. They're lying. In my opinion, they're fucking lying. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't worry, bro. Like, people will still be, the man them will still be your friend if they know that you touch your ting, fam. It's okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially like, we all, there's a lot of us who've done time. We fucking had to deal with ourselves inside, eh? Let's stop this.
Wow.
Come okay. on. Let's stop this.
Well, there are people that don't masturbate and stuff like that. I'm sure.
I met a girl who told me she never masturbated.
Or just doesn't do it on routine?
This is one of my exes.
Not on routine, but just like never.
No, she says she doesn't do that. She grew up in a Catholic household and raised. You're fucking capping. If you watch this, you're wearing a cap. Big old cap.
Old man cap.
You know what I'm saying? Dunce cap.
Oh my gosh. Okay, how about this? People are more open about sex when they're single versus dating, especially in responses. Because a lot of the time I'm throwing up shit on my Instagram page with questions about real life situations and stuff. And I just find a lot of the commentary just seems so forthcoming and so honest. But I'm curious. It looks like I think a lot of the people are more single. They're sort of more down to like say like I'm open to this and I'm more open to that.
So you're talking about the people who are giving their answers and responses?
Yeah, like very like pro answers when it comes to certain things.
So you're saying all of those people seem to be single?
I say most, it seems. Like,
it's possible.
But when it comes to those types of things, like do you feel that most people, or maybe people have a single mindset?
Mm.
Because a lot of people are with people, but in a situationship, are you really committed or are you mentally independent? Like your body's with somebody, but your mind is elsewhere.
People are obviously going to be more reserved when they're in a relationship mm-hmm. because they want to have respect for their partner, obviously. But it also depends on the relationship, right? Like if you have a relationship where like the partners are not really touchy about like the way you present yourself in public, if they've met you being a flirty person in public, they shouldn't expect you to change, right? As long as you're not being flirty and fucking people, you know what I'm saying? Then that's cool, right? So you can answer questions and be like, hey, yo, you know, I would do this and do that, you know what I'm saying? On the flip side, sometimes people are like, yo, we're in a relationship. You're talking about me, fam. Relax. You're letting out too much of wah-wah go on behind closed doors. So I can understand when your partner's like, you're being a little bit too open with your shit now that we're together. I get both sides.
I feel that.
Right? Me, myself, I'm not that type, yo. Like, do your thing online. You know what I'm saying? Like, as long as it's online. Don't let me find some nigga fall out your closet or something. Like, you know what I mean?
So that leads me to my next question then. Mm-hmm. Can you believe that there's people out there that aren't jealous at all?
No. Even the people in the polyamorous relationships and stuff like that,
Once you have emotions, like, would you say jealousy is considered like an emotion?
I feel that it's just something that's a natural human thing, right? It's a natural human emotion. So
a response, yeah.
It's whether you react to that jealousy or you learn to say, you know what, this is just jealousy that's coming out in this and that. And that. You know, not everybody's as evolved to understand where their jealousy comes from.
So, okay, so it's probably a fair way to look at it that I think maybe everybody is jealous, but like you said, it's how they choose to respond and react to the jealousy.
Everybody has
a brain, normal
human emotions, right? You get mad at some shit, right? It's crazy outside today, right? Downtown.
Ambiance.
Right? You get mad at what gets you mad. Bumbaclot.
Is that an engine?
Somebody got to fix their car, yo. You get mad at what you get mad at, right? Yeah. But if you getting mad means I punch people in the face, then you're mad. Your reactions to getting mad is fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Or your reactions to getting mad is kind of extreme. But if you're getting mad and you're like, okay, I want to punch somebody in the face, but let me just...
Or I'm mad, but I'm not going to say nothing.
I'm not going to say nothing.
It's a choice.
It's a choice, right? So if you're jealous and you're like, oh, I feel that jealousy. Let me feel, what am I feeling? Why am I feeling it? You know, it's a different thing. And I feel everybody will feel it.
It just comes down to how a person chooses to respond.
Mm-hmm.
Just like triggers in the body, like everybody has cancer cells, but if it's not triggered, then you're not necessarily going to have that form of cancer, right?
Yeah, everybody's going to feel something.
Sorry about the metaphor, but yeah, it's just the first thing I thought of.
It's pretty morbid, but yes. We'll work with it.
Deadly. Okay, so what about, like, do some of us prefer to rise out of unhappy situations instead of facing the unknown? So let's talk about relationships. So would you say that you're the type of person that will sit in a relationship? Actually, you said no. You said you're not the type of guy that's going to sit and wait to be dumped. You're going to dump and leave.
Yeah, but that's not necessarily a good thing. It's just a defense
mechanism.
But that
was back in your
No, that's me now.
Oh, okay.
That's how I am now, right? If you want to go, bye. If you start talking about, you know what? I don't know if this is working out anymore. Maybe we should take a break. Well, we're going to be taking a long fucking break, my G. Bye, girl.
You don't think that you could fall in love to the point where you'd actually fight for that relationship?
I've been there. And that, like I said, it might not be right. It might be my defense mechanisms, right? But because I've been there and I've been like, come back. And I've done everything and I've...
Stop it. Hold on. So like,
I've bought stuff.
What was your I need you situation? Your most, I guess, emotional one. Most guys seem to don't want to dance on the emotion, or some guys claim to not really have any that work. So
you want me to give a lot today?
Just a little. A little goes a long way.
Two of them. My the situation that I mentioned earlier, the woman I was engaged to. Mm-hmm. All right. As well as the woman after who I was dating after the engagement. So the woman who I was engaged to. I'm giving so much.
Memories don't live like people.
They'll always remember you.
Whether things are good or bad.
Jeez!
Where's the sound effect?
Where are the sound effects today? More fire! Okay. The one, the engagement one, before we were engaged, like while I was still being a dirtbag and I'd get caught and stuff like
that. Dirt or douche? How bad were you?
Combination, right? dirty douchebag, right? Like, come back. Every time I'd fuck up, right? Mm-hmm. So it was a very toxic relationship, to say the least. But after that was over and I left that, like I mentioned, right? Mm-hmm. The woman after, she played me. She had a whole next nigga, or, you know, white guy or whatever. White nigga.
It hurts because he's white.
No, it's whatever. It don't even matter. Right? But she had a whole next guy that she was bringing home to moms and all types of shit. And Ray, Tay.
So you're thinking in your head like,
this is my girl, but like, you got a whole next guy set up for the long game. You know what I'm saying?
He's like, wow.
Mind you. Actually, I won't even say anything else on that. I was great the whole time, y'all. All right. I wasn't, but
okay.
The tit for tat that I got, and I don't even know if she knew that I was doing tit, right? For the tat that she gave me back, right? Y'all can follow me what I'm talking about, right? when I got the fucking my own medicine, I was hurt.
Did you cry?
I was down bad.
Hold on. Some people don't think men can cry, and most guys.
We're not going to go there, Alizé. Let's just say I was down bad.
If eye water drops, it's real, man. You get a pass from the ladies. If eye water had dropped from your eyes.
Listen, I don't need any more passes. All right? I'm all right out here. but I put it this way. When I used to smoke cigarettes, sitting at the edge of the bed in the middle of the night.
Socks on. Socks off.
Socks off. Like, I can't sleep, you know? I'm pulling one of the cigarettes out of my pack and just sitting at the edge of the bed, smoking, thinking about her.
Hold on, was the night light coming in through?
Might as well have been moonlight coming through the window.
Trying to paint the picture for you guys.
Come back to me.
So you're
some
a
real sad shit,
did
yo.
You write music for this?
Oh, yeah. There's songs on a mixtape that were...
unreleased.
No, released mixtapes. I was an active rapper in them times, and I was down bad, yo. Ooh.
But as an artist too, like sometimes our most destructive moments give us the best content. Like that's the fucked
no,
up.
No. Because when I listen to, I can't even listen back to them songs. I'm like, you fucking simp.
Damn. No, that's just you having a heart, and it works, right? You're trying to defend it all right now, but it's like you actually put it out there on the line.
Well, I say all that I embarrass myself to say. That now you want to go bounce. Like, bye. I got work to do.
Damn.
And I'll literally just back to my laptop, get back to work.
And We Love Hip Hop Network was born.
No.
Joking.
These are things that are even during We Love Hip Hop times. We've been doing this shit for 4 years. Mm. Right? So when I'm ready to be off this, I'm off this. And even if it hurts, I'll fucking just off this.
Mm. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Jeez. You ain't getting that shit from me, yo.
Say no more. So.
Sorry, yo. I'm a scarred individual, yo. Jaded.
Damn.
I got a song lined up for the end of the show for that. Trust me.
Was this one of your questions? How many bodies are your limit?
Yeah.
In what context, though?
How many bodies?
I don't think there are limits. I don't think there can be, because if we're going through different stages of our lives, like...
So if a nigga got 2,000 bodies, you're still trying to, like, husband him up?
That knowledge is not even, like... That's so privileged. Because if a girl's a working girl, and she's doing shit on road,
mm-hmm.
and then you meet her, and she still feels nice... Why should what she did for a living or what she does for a living affect how you want to have her in your life?
Well, that's not me.
I'm saying,
but most men are like, I'm not wifing that. She has like 300. Yeah, she has 300 bodies under her belt.
But nobody's gonna know anybody's body count because nobody was there at everybody's time when they did certain things.
This is true.
Unless you have a hit. What is that? Jim Carrey, like a Jim Carrey moment where, what is that show called?
I wouldn't even ask.
Like, the camera is, like, on you all the time. Truman Show. The Truman Show, yeah. Mm-hmm. Unless you have a situation like that from birth to finish, like, to current day, you're not going to know who's been fucking who or whatever. Because some people will lie to your face when they do things anyways.
Well, like, that's a question also, like, people are asking. Are people asking that? Like, yo, like, has a guy asked you, yo, Alize, or, you know, by your real name, obviously, right? How many bodies you got? Or, like, how many men have you had?
I have been asked, but it was so funny.
Nobody's going to use that terminology. How many men have you had sex with, right? Has anybody asked you that?
Yeah, somebody did that I wasn't even, like, associated with, like, that I wasn't interested in, but they were interested in me, and they asked me, and it's like...
Wow.
Somebody older, so it was, like, it was such an old school thing, and I'm just like, why does it even fucking matter? Like,
and you weren't even interested in him. You know what I mean? Suck ass nigga.
Yeah, three. Oh, really? Like, what are you trying to do?
Okay, but if you were to... Okay, so... Let me finish answering it.
Age plays a role in this too, because if I'm a girl and I'm interested in older men, you better believe there's generations of women he's been with before my time if he wasn't a committed guy.
Right.
Just like females. There's cougars out there that have been through men and a lot of girls. So, see, body count applies to men, mileage applies to women.
That's a fucking bar.
So it's
holy,
like...
Where's your gunshots? Come on, gunshots.
It wasn't working.
Bars by Alize. You're going to studio tonight, eh? Say that again.
No, I said body count applies to men and mileage applies to women.
Because
guys want to see how much you've like been ran through, allegedly, and women want to know how much physical women you've actually been encountered with.
You book mileage you got on that.
Yeah. On that Veeks vehicle.
I don't know if... Actually, I've been asked that.
It's the stupidest thing in the world. Because
women,
like,
have asked me that question a few times.
But just think about it generationally. If you're somebody in your 20s, then you've probably started fucking maybe within the last like 7 years or whatever. Because if you didn't just start fucking at 15... then, you know, there's a window. I mean, it's just, it's so imaginable to imagine what, you know, you have school, all these other things that impact your daily routines and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to understand, like, what relevance? If I'm a woman in my, like, 30s or 40s, and you know what I mean? Like,
it's just double standard, though, because...
Being around the block doesn't mean necessarily that you've been on every street corner just fucking left, right, and center, like, hoeing around. It doesn't mean that. It's like, you could have had multiple sex partners doing different things. Maybe you weren't in committed relationships. Are you wrong because you like somebody and wanted to fuck them?
It's a double standard, though, because women won't look down on a man that has as many bodies as, they say, if a man has, like...
How will you know?
Well, because y'all, I will ask. That's us, and that's another double standard, because men rarely, unless, like, you're being immature, to be honest, men rarely ask women, how many men have you slept with?
It's like, how old are you? Like, you don't ask a woman like that.
However, I, as a man, and not by young, just like young girls or some shit, like, you know what I'm saying, women in their 20s. I'm talking about women in their 30s and some in their late 20s asked me how many women I've slept with. And this has been like at least three times I've been asked this.
That's the popularity thing.
That's a double standard.
It's a popularity thing, because if they're looking at you like you're some like a manho, like, because you have a network, because you're socially connected, and because
pre-network I've been asked this.
Okay, maybe you were just doing shit. Like, if you're a popular person for whatever street shit or whatever, if you were just a popular person, a lot of women find it intimidating to deal with a guy that is, like, you know, a trap nigga or somebody popular or a street guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like,
so they assume that I got a bunch of bodies, so they need to know about it.
Exactly. They want to just get confirmation. They want to hear it from you first, because if they start to assume later on, because things start, you know, pieces start fitting together and they start putting things together, then they want to know.
So now if I tell you 1,000 bodies, which I'm not going to say is 1,000 bodies, right?
Well, how would you know unless you're keeping tally?
But if I say that now, what is it? Now am I a piece of shit? I'm like, ugh, no, I don't want to fuck him.
No, and I think that that's a question that, like, only your doctor, not even your doctor knows. You know what I mean? Like, you go there for checkups if something's wrong.
Yeah.
It's all good.
If one
it's
of them bodies
good.
Is rotten.
Right? So that's another weird thing about it, that, like, I don't even see the relevance. Maybe it's a matter of who you fucked. If you fucked this person, that is somebody that, you know, affects their ability to trust you or makes you uncomfortable, that's a different story too. For instance, if you were fucking, you know, somebody, how do I say this? okay, let's be realistic. You have a podcast. If you were fucking three other podcasters, you think maybe one of them might start getting the vibe that, you know, something could be off? Or they might want to be jealous because, okay, they see you friendly up with, you know, certain people. Things happen. Or if you're fucking too close up with a rapper, a female rapper, they're going to wonder, like, okay, what's up? Right? So it's like, I think it depends more so on who is the fuck person versus the fuck count.
Right.
Because the fuck count doesn't make any relevance. The fuck who does.
So that matters then. So let's say...
Always who it is will always matter, because if somebody has an ex and they still have that person in their circle, or let's just say that person's an ex and they still communicate with them, or that person has a baby mother, baby father, right, and they still actively communicate, that person wants to know so that their conscience can be clean. Because once they know there's a threat or somebody that has already experienced you, it is going to be a territorial issue.
Mm. Let me put one more question on this subject here. Does it matter who in the way of like looks? So for example,
oh yeah,
you're an attractive woman.
Thank you.
Right? Hey, right? And it's obvious. Right? You're on camera, bang, shining, right? Now, if a guy goes and starts messing with a girl, or let's say you find out that your guy is cheating with a girl that you don't think is as dope as you are, or you a guy that you're trying, that you're interested in, let's put that scenario, a guy that you're interested in has been known to deal with girls that you're like, ugh, that girl is weak sauce. Like, wow, you're dealing with those fucking fours?
Butter
those
face,
trashes?
Whatever.
Yeah. Butterface, frumpy as fuck.
We're talking about what we were discussing today.
Bonnet warrior ass. You know what I'm saying? This is what you're usually used to, and now you want to get with me? Is it cool? Because, you know, you're a nice guy same way.
No, it looks matter. I want to fucking see who the fuck you've been fucking, who you fucked, and who could be an option that you might want to fuck. Because everybody has different things that attract them to people. It's all about chemistry. So if I find out dude is talking up to a certain female too much and she's feeling him, it's not to say that he's going to jump on that, but the more he allows her into his space is the natural way that his emotions, his body language, everything is going to start to absorb that woman, because she's bringing that heavy energy, and it's like, I will be offended by that.
So considering, you know, Alizé being a 10, right?
Yo, don't come for me coming, gang.
Lower.
Okay? I'm exempt, yo.
And you, this is how you should feel about yourself. You're fucking 10, okay?
Thanks.
Now you find out that the guy that you're interested in, his ex, is in your consideration, like if you're going to do a 1 to 10 scale, like a fucking 3. You're like... When you see her, you're like,
this is why I try to do the research.
Cosmetically challenged, as they say.
Stop. Well, this is where the research comes in. When you meet somebody, usually people are more free of talking about their exes and stuff because you haven't been established yet.
No, it's, but my question is, are you still going to be pursuing this guy? Are you going to be like, that's the type of low grade bird that you go for? You can't have me.
I don't think it'll affect my decision, because I've obviously started liking him for various reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Who he's been with doesn't affect me. It's about, is he still trying to still fucks with them on a certain level? I need to know that.
So you don't feel that now that when you all lock in, that he'll just fuck anything?
Well, I'm a pretty intense person, so I try to make sure I get in the mix of what's going on sexually, and I make sure that at least there's some dialogue so that I understand where I stand.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are times naturally, yeah, some people don't believe it, but yeah, I do feel insecure a lot of the time. That's just the facts.
Yeah.
And it's usually felt by who I'm with.
And then now if you know that he's known for smashing threes, you're like, oh my God.
I'd be disappointed. He's not even gonna
cheat up. He's gonna cheat down.
But I wouldn't want him to cheat, period. So if he does end up doing some fuck shit, and I think it has happened to me in the past.
When you're,
I
was like way this? Younger.
Yeah, like, yeah, I've had that moment. And it's like, I've had a few, actually, now that you can make me think of it.
Yeah, I like to unlock the vaults here.
I have been cheated on. Like, I have. And it's some stupid shit, but it's because people are fuck niggas, right? That's what it is. It's not cooperating today. I have. And it's frustrated me because a lot of those people were in the picture before me.
Mm.
So whatever fuck up way of attraction that that person has found with that person, you know, they found whatever attraction in that hopeless place. You know, Rihanna has that song. A lot of people find what grabs them based on whatever. Sometimes it's
that
a
gorilla grip.
Yeah. Sometimes it's just like a social thing. Like some people connect because, you know, they know each other or they're friends with benefits or, you know, they were in a dark place and then they brought each other to the light. I don't fucking know.
Chick lives with a fucking do-rag on her head. And you're like, this is what you're smashing? The girl with the rollers in her head 24/7? Like her hair never gets done. She just keeps rollers in it. That's her style.
No, but then again, sometimes when you look into people, some people have like interesting baby mothers, baby fathers. People make mistakes. They're allowed. Gal
Frowsy. You know what I'm saying? You walk by her and she has BO. You're like, what is that? One of the niggas from the gym? No, it's the girl. And then that's the guy. That's
but this
his
is why
ex.
People hide their ex, though. A lot of people are like, oh, you're going to judge me. And it's like, maybe I will, but what the fuck? Give me the option.
BM.
Yeah. And some people have history.
Y'all know y'all out there.
Right? So at the same time, it's like, can you condemn somebody for a choice they made that they probably regret? No, you shouldn't hurt them further, but understand that I will be judging, yes, as anybody else would. That's what you were with? Okay. And I should be led to feel insecure because of who you want to try to be now?
Frowsy okay. Bonnet warrior gal you were with before, eh?
Bonnet warrior? Is that what they're saying about her?
No, that's what they're calling, what's her name now?
Derek Jackson's wife?
Dania, or Denia?
Yeah.
Denia in denial?
I don't know. But that's a piece of work, man. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's interesting shit. All
right. Can we go home now?
Yes, we can.
I think we've been doing about a 90-minute pod right here without no guest. I think we did good today.
Yeah, we don't always need a guest, but it's always good, man.
Good chop-up session.
Yeah, I know. It was fun.
Because you found me, yo. Man can chat, yo. You know what I'm saying? I like podding.
Well, interesting. So there goes another edition of Zaylink, episode 17. And it was just yours truly and Friday. And
Bow.
I think we made it good. We had some good topics and a bonnet warrior.
Bonnet warriors are out there. Y'all know who you are.
And it is typical for black women, yes, to wear bonnets, but it's just a matter on cam, though.
Well, she had a beret on in that. That wasn't a bonnet. That was a beret.
I think call it a bonnet, though.
Oh, yeah. Bonnet gal. I got a song to lead us out with. What's social media's up and anything there?
Yeah, follow me, Alizé Vlogs, on Instagram. Follow We Love Hip Hop Network, Friday Ricky Dread. Follow Zaylink. Send an email to zaylinks@gmail.com if you have any questions or comments, but also don't be afraid to slide up in my DM because I respond, and that's where most people choose to ask their questions.
Ow. Dick pics pending.
Please no dick pics. Please. Respect my privacy. No dick pics.
Cap. I got a song to leave this out with. You did my socials already. Jaded by Drake. Let's go.
Hey. Yeah. I was on meds, I was on with my dreams.
Jeez.
Yeah. Even me, dipping out on me already. Got what you needed, I guess, quickly. Learned yourself through me already. Gave you what you needed, I guess. I guess, yeah. That's why I'm not with nobody. Cause I don't wanna hurt nobody. Did it over text, didn't call me. Still got love for your mommy. I know you wanna be somebody. Even if you gotta leave somebody. Yeah. Yes, I'm hurting. Yes, I'm jaded. Most of these things I don't.